we were talking off air about the Walter Scott case and how these policemen are getting off. And we've discussed this before with Sean King and Reverend Al. Quake, you said the problem is the problem is that they can always get off by saying, I shot this black man because I feared for my life. And that's how these police officers are shooting us and not getting convicted.
Yeah, because that's the law. They're able to use deadly force based on their presumption of the fear. And if they say they feared for their life, they can do whatever they want because that's the law. And all the things that we're doing until we address a changing of the law on how they're able to administer deadly force in our community in exchange for police in our community, all the rest of it is in vain, in my humble opinion. That's the law, because you always hear that. I fear for my life. They can no longer be police to get fired, but you cannot criminally take them to jail because you don't know what the fear was in their head. And that's what they use all the time. That's the ace in the hole. That's the big joke of what I say. They play
hey, Sib,
every time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sib, it takes the Supreme Court to change the law, right?
Well, no. If it's a federal law, the laws are made within the House and the Senate.
Okay.
That's not a constitutional thing. It can't go before the Supreme Court, but it's the laws change.
And the NRA, do you think the NRA will allow the House and the Senate and to change that law?
Not to mention the fact that you have the whole police force of every police force in the nation that would be in support of that law. Not the change, but the way it is now. Because that's the protection for the police. And that is the presumption that, you know, they have that ability to use that as a defense. And we're not even talking about the whole, you know, killing a black man thing and black women thing.
Mm-hmm. Tom, we also have police officers out here who are fearful of black people because they're racist and ignorant. So they're afraid without any merit. So they're just quick to pull the trigger. You can, even if you were fearful for your life, if that's discredited, you can't get off for that.
The guy that killed Philando Castile, remember? And his girlfriend said, "What did you do that for?" And he said, "I don't know."
He was afraid.
Let's know.
You can't be a cop out here when a hair trigger, afraid of every movement a black person makes.
I don't even think it's that even, Chris. They just not, just let's be honest with it. They don't feel that they're going to, value, they're not going to sacrifice their life in exchange for a person that looks like me. They're not going to take a chance on their life for a person of black color. They're not going to run in no building. They're not going to catch no fire. They're not going to take that chance.
Even if they
so
look
I'd rather
like
shoot
you
to make sure that I think, oops, I made a mistake and I feared for my life than to make sure if it's somebody that looked like them. And that's the bottom line.